Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast whose sole reason for existence is to remind you that this world is full of so much magic and so much mystery and inexplicable encounter, well, I can hardly stand it. And this episode's guest, Bart Merrill, has quite a story to share. There is a little bit of a trigger warning. Bart shares a story about the loss of his sister, and it's a little bit shocking and broke my heart a bit, or a lot. So I want you to be careful with your hearts in case the topic is a sensitive one. Now, Bart shares a story of being an amputee and kind of the original whole story of how he came to need to have his leg amputated. But then the magical mystery miracle moment is about timing and his wife's health, and then what needed to happen so that she could be safe. And as usual, it's mysterious and lovely and should remind us all that there are powers that we can only guess at that have our best interests at heart. So now, without further ado, let's get into my conversation with Bart Merrill.
So I was dropped from a ropes course back in 2012. And the belayer, it was at a personal development retreat in Canada. And so I get, when people ask me how I lost my leg, I tell them I didn't listen to my wife. And so my wife is big into feng shui.
Okay.
Okay. And I had this trip planned, purchased, airline tickets. I was on my way to Canada. About a month before I was supposed to leave, she comes out of her office and she says, "You can't go." "What do you mean I can't go where?" "You can't go to Canada. It's a bad direction." "I can't live my life on your feng shui." And so she protested a second, went back in her office, and then she came back out again. She says, "No, this is a horrible direction. It could affect you for the rest of your life." Here we are. You know, and you're going to be the first one on a podcast to hear this story. Okay, so I don't know if you did your research on me or not.
I did a little bit, but I also like to be authentically surprised.
So I lost my lower left leg in 2024. March 25th, 2024, my lower left leg was amputated. Here is my leg. It has the Side Hustle Samurai on it. So it's tax deductible. But so when this, I found out this was going to happen, and people have heard the story about my amputation. That's not the big secret, but this is going to go into detail that I haven't shared a whole lot on a podcast at all. So when I found out this was going to happen was about October of 2023. And I had scheduled, you know, what do you do? You're just like, okay, I'm not happy with this, but it's going to happen. So I scheduled my amputation for November 14th, I believe, of 2023. And then something told me, for several reasons, maybe the 14th is not a good time to do it. Because people in my neighborhood are going to want to help me out. And it's the holidays. Yeah. They're dealing with their, you know, so why help the holidays out by chopping off body parts? Maybe that's not the brightest idea. But I didn't want to be a burden when they're trying to have their holidays. Plus, I didn't want my holidays to be me sitting in a recliner, you know, not doing anything. And then you have the insurance issues. I would be going max out of pocket for the surgery and then max out of pocket again next year for the prosthetic. So why do that? That's stupid. Mm-hmm. So I changed my appointment to January 19th.
Okay.
Okay. January 12th, my wife had to have quadruple bypass. If I had had the surgery on the 14th, we wouldn't have found her issue. She could have died taking care of me. So the fact that I would, you know, we're going to say it's for other reasons, but it was just, you know, why do all these things and then have this happen? There was a reason for that. So then I had to postpone it again. I postponed it to February 29th. And I went to my pre-op appointment and the doctor says, well, we're closing down this clinic and we're only allowing one night stays. So they wanted to chop my leg off and send me home the next day. And I said, I'm a tough cowboy from New Mexico, but I ain't that tough. And so I canceled with him. I transferred down to what we call Utah Valley Hospital, a bigger hospital that actually has an acute care on the 11th floor. Mm. So the transfer to the acute care, if I was able to get in, was just going from one floor to another. Mm-hmm. And so I look back on this and I think about this, and people ask me all the time, how are you going through this with such a great attitude? Even the nurses in the hospital were talking about how good my attitude is. In 2 hours after my surgery, I'm in my bed in the patient's room. My nephew, who has kids of his own and does some woodwork, and he walked through with a wooden pirate sword. He walks through the door. He looks at me, looks at the sword. Too soon. And then he comes walking in. So the nurses were just laughing, and you know, they're just like, we can't believe your guys's your attitude. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Be, you know, curled up here and crying? She says, it happens. Families are in here crying. But the reason I believe that I was able to do this, because I thought it was so divinely taken care of because of the stuff before. And then I expected the best, and the best happened. You know, the surgery went great. The recovery for the most part in the hospital went great. And then I went up to the acute care. So there's two types of care you could go to. One is like a nursing home, and they work with you maybe once or twice a week, or the acute care where they work with you three times a day. I didn't want to go to a nursing home. I wanted to go to the acute care. They accepted me in there 3 days. Normally that's a 10-day to 2-week stay. After the third day, they said, dude, you want to go home? You're good. And so I was ready too. I was like, get me out of this hospital. I want to have a full sleepless night, or have a full night of sleep, not being woke up at all hours of the night. And so I just believed everything was so divinely guided that I wasn't worried. Now that being said, I walked through those hospital doors that morning. That is the most terrifying thing I've ever done. Not jumping off a bungee tower with just hanging on. I mean, the way to explain it that is a little bit, that is over-exaggerated, not even a little bit over-exaggerated, but it helps you understand how I felt, is it's like a death row inmate walking to the death chamber to die. I would be walking in, but I wouldn't be walking out. I had postponed it from the 14th to the 19th to the 29th, and now we're on the 24th of March. I was asking my wife, hun, do you want to have another surgery? I want to postpone this again. I didn't know if I could walk through that morning, but I did. And I did it with as good of an attitude as I could have, because I was scared. I mean, it was scary.
I mean, I'm going to presume you had to have this surgery. There was no two ways about it. Yeah.
So,
and oh, go ahead.
So I was dropped from a ropes course back in 2012. And the belayer, it was at a personal development retreat in Canada. And so I get, when people ask me how I lost my leg, I tell them I didn't listen to my wife. And so my wife is big into feng shui.
Okay.
Okay. And I had this trip planned, purchased, airline tickets. I was on my way to Canada. About a month before I was supposed to leave, she comes out of her office and she says, "You can't go." "What do you mean I can't go where?" "You can't go to Canada. It's a bad direction." "I can't live my life on your feng shui." And so she protested a second, went back in her office, and then she came back out again. She says, "No, this is a horrible direction. It could affect you for the rest of your life." Here we are. Obviously, I went. On the last day was a ropes course, and the ropes course was the beginning of obstacle course. So the beginning was the ropes course, climbing in the trees and the cables and stuff. And you cross this cable and the belayer is going to belay you down. And she yelled up to me, "Okay, I'm ready. Just lean back and let go." I leaned back and let go. And I went down and landed on my ankle. And this was suck it up. You know, you can make it, go ahead, finish, fight through the pain type of, place that we were at. And so they taped up my ankle with duct tape over my sock and I finished the course. By that night, I could barely walk. In my tent, I couldn't sleep. The pain was so bad. I needed to get up and go pee, and you had to walk to the bathrooms. I couldn't walk. I crawled out on my hands and knees, peed by my tent, and crawled back in. The next day, I had two bus rides and a plane ride home with two big suitcases and crutches for someone 5'10". I'm 6'4". And by the time I got back to Utah, my leg was swollen clear to my knee, and I was running 102-degree fever.
Oh, my gosh.
And this was a Friday. On Monday, we went to the doctor, got it x-rayed. They said... they told me it wasn't broken, that it was just a bad sprain. And I should have asked questions, but I didn't. I mean, they're the doctor. They know. They looked at the x-rays. I didn't. But it was the worst pain I'd ever been in. I mean, I always thought, hey, I do a lot of work from the computer. I can do anything, even if I get hurt. I couldn't focus for like 6 weeks. The pain was so bad. I would go to physical therapy because this is just a sprain, right? They would put me in that big boot with lots of ice packs and stuff, and the air would go in and out and in and out. And as soon as they would pull it off, my leg would turn beet red. One of the physical therapists came over and she says, I thought you had a snake bite. That's what it looked like. And I'm like, no, this is just a sprain. In 2021, I ended up in the hospital with blood clots in my lungs, a whole nother story. But after that almost killed me, I said, okay, the blood clots came from my leg because my ankle didn't have this motion. And so the calf muscle never flexed enough to get the blood out of my leg. And so I ended up with blood clots. And anyway, after that happened, I was like, okay, I need to try and fix this ankle one way or another. What can I do? And so we had a CT scan done and found out that the ankle bone was actually crushed on the back and the front. And what was blocking the movement was the bone fragments of my ankle. And so I went to different orthopedic surgeons trying to figure out, okay, can I get an ankle replacement? Because there is such a thing as an ankle replacement. And they said, no, with what you have, there's... out of the five reasons I wouldn't give you an ankle replacement, you have three of them. Not a good idea. You're just going to need it fused when the pain gets bad enough. Now, once again, I said tough cowboy from New Mexico. And when the pain was bad enough, I went to get a set up an ankle fusion appointment. And the radiologist, he takes the first x-ray, and they're not supposed to tell you anything. You know, the x-ray tech, not the radiologist, the x-ray tech. And from behind his little partition, damn, you don't have an ankle bone. And so my ankle bone had disintegrated over the years enough that there was nothing left to fuse. And so the doctor came in, confirmed that there was no ankle bone. And he said, your choices are amputation, which is probably going to be a better life than you've had for 12 years, or it's going to be in a wheelchair. Because if you continue walking on this ankle, it's going to snap. Your tibia is going to snap because of the pressure, and you're going to be forced to have an emergency amputation. And anyway, so was it necessary? Yes. And I joked, you know, the pain was so bad that over those 12 years, that there's times that I joked, seriously kind of joked, I wish I could just chop the dang thing off. You know, I would see people with a prosthetic doing things that I couldn't do. I mean, it's like, man, I just wish I could chop the dang thing off. And surprise, here we are.
Thank you for sharing that story. That is horrifying. And I actually am a little flabbergasted that, I mean, I can't imagine the pain, but then that you lived with it for 12 years is also astounding to me. And that story of just the timing, that's what's remarkable. The timing of the November 14th. And you're like, no, there's something kind of telling me I just don't feel like this is right. And because of that, you know, everything else kind of unfurled from that, and it's with the best possible outcomes, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And like I said, I expected the best, and the best happened.
Yeah.
And it gave me a chance to, I mean, I had to serve my wife for several months before she had to serve me.
Yeah.
And so it just helped with our connection. And then I have people, you know, like I said, they comment on how I'm taking it. And I'm like, I see people that are worse off than me. And I just go, I'm glad I just had to have my leg cut off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thankful for what I did have versus looking at other. I mean, I have a nephew that's worse off. I have a business partner that has been worse off. And I just go, man, I'm sure glad I just had to have my leg cut off.
Everyone, that's a wrap on my conversation with Bart Merrill. I'm so grateful to him for sharing his stories, being so open, and letting me get a peek behind the curtain that is Bart's life. If you want to find out more about this intrepid adventurer, this human being that in the past jumped off very high places because it was fun, well, there will be a link, many links, in the episode show notes. Do yourself a favor and check out what this human is doing in the world. Thanks everyone for listening. If you can, and if you have a moment, please do subscribe to this podcast and then leave a rating or review wherever you find the pod. And as usual, I'm going to go out with my tagline, which is, thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Bart. I mean, honestly, I could say be like Bart and be brave and do things that scare you. But what I'm really going to say is be like Bart and be okay with the process. In that, if something doesn't feel right, if the timing feels off, if something just doesn't feel right with your heart and what's going on, listen to that intuition you have, that superpower you have, and then delay. There is nothing wrong with delaying and taking a step back and saying, hey, I got to think about this, or, hey,
I might need a little more time, or hey, it's just not a good time for me. Be like Bart and listen to your intuition, and I guarantee you, it will never steer you wrong. I mean, it is a superpower, after all.